O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. And please be seated. This wedding is a disaster. The wedding in the parable that I mean. Let's look at this from the perspective of the bride's side of the wedding. The bride's side arrives and is set for the wedding to begin. But the groom is hugely late, him and his whole wedding party. The groom doesn't arrive until after midnight. And while the parable does not specify when the wedding was supposed to begin, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, well before midnight. When the groom finally does show up, half of his wedding party is just missing. The other half of the wedding party, they clearly just woke up, and when the wedding finally does get started, the wedding is interrupted by the arrival of the mysteriously missing other half of the groom's party, banging on the door to be let in, and the groom refuses to let them in. This wedding is a disaster. Like, people will be telling their grandkids about this level of disaster. Thankfully, this is a parable. Though it's not really about a wedding, no weddings were harmed in the making of this parable. The Gospel of Matthew, it was written to the early Christians who had seen Christ's death and resurrection and who were waiting for him to return. They were waiting for all things to be set right. Christ's return, this was not only the ground of their hope, but was a guide for how they are supposed to be living in the meantime. So this parable is about what Jesus returning will be like. And it will be like a disastrous wedding? You all, I think that I still have some work to do as a preacher. We need to keep digging on this to get to the good stuff. Let's dive into the groom's side of things then. Maybe that will help. The story begins with the arrival of the groom's wedding party. They all arrive on time. And they have got these oil lamps with them filled up with oil, all 10 of these wedding attendants would enter carrying these lit lamps. Fires burning clear in the sunset darkness, and at the end, lit by lampfire, the groom singing a wedding song. What an entrance that would be. They're already the wedding attendants. They've got their wicks trimmed and their lamps burning, and they are waiting for the groom to arrive. And they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and it must have been hours because everyone in the wedding party falls asleep while they're waiting. Suddenly, they're all roused from their sleep by someone shouting that the groom has finally arrived. They must have fallen asleep with their lamps burning. Very bad fire safety problem there, but that's an occasion for another day. Everyone's lamps have been burning this entire time because now their lamps are all running low, and it is after midnight. But half of the wedding party pulls out jars of spare oil to start filling their oil lamps again. They seem to have just known that they would need it without having been told. Perhaps this half of the wedding party is the one that knows the groom the best. Maybe they had been with the groom on enough occasions to know that despite his many graces, he is not in the running for Mr. Punctuality. For whatever reason, half of the wedding party, they have brought oil and they start refilling their nearly empty lamps. And so this other half of the party says, oh, thank goodness, you have got extra oil. Once you fill your lamps, pass that over here. And this moment, right here, this is where the disaster begins. This is where the wedding goes from being just delayed to a generationally passed down cautionary tale. One half of the wedding party asks, can you share some of your extra oil with us? And the answer is no. There may not be enough for both you and us. There may not be enough for both you and us. This sends half of the wedding party, they go running off into the night to find whatever all-night lamp oil salesman they can find. That is why the wedding goes from just very delayed to a real disaster. Because of the fear of not enough. For the sake of the fear of not enough, half of the wedding party is just gone. For the sake of fear of not enough, half are excluded from the feast. And what's more, that fear of not enough, it's unfounded. Because almost as soon as they leave to go buy some oil, that's when the groom arrives. These ones who are called wise, what good does their wisdom do if the wedding is still a farce? But again, this is a parable, not really about a wedding. This parable is for those who are waiting for Christ to return to the world to set all things right. This parable of Christ's return, it is a ground for hope, a guide for how to live while waiting for the realm of God. This parable is about Christians, those who should know Christ best, who should know this groom as our own dear friend, about Christians waiting for something so long delayed. And how we should live. Those of us who know of this groom know he does not come at my beck and call, nor does he play by my rules, and thank God, because he knows what is right better than I do. Those who know Jesus well may have oil to spare, hope to spare, faith to spare. That's all well and good. But what will it take for this wedding to be a feast of joy? What will that need? It will mean that we need to not give in to the fear of not enough, to believe that there is enough, to have faith enough to fill our lamps and then share. If we do that, then even though the groom is so long delayed and his arrival much needed, though his coming is so long delayed, if we share in the hope and faith and good news, believing that there is enough, if we have faith, then there will be a midnight procession. In the darkest part of the night, when light is most needed, then will come the whole people of God in grand array. The whole beautiful people of God in all our many faces and ways, lit up in all our finery, stitched gloriously with love for one another. Lamps blazing clear and bright. We will march before the one who is to come, with the lights of our faith burning. Christ returned again. Christ come singing a wedding song. What an entrance that will be.